Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to our program for Thursday, May 12, 2022, and we are accompanied today by the return of spring-like temperatures for the remainder of the week. In fact, I saw a robin this morning, a bright red one, too, so good timing on his part. Good timing on my part to go right from this to the weather for today, partly sunny, a high of 80. Woo! Winds east-northeast, 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 54. Winds light and variable. Ultraviolet index at 8. Humidity, 49%. Springfield, along with the United States Department of Justice, has jointly announced today that the request for qualifications for an independent compliance evaluator per the terms of the settlement agreement that was agreed upon last month. Now, the terms of the settlement agreement I refer to, Springfield, Springfield Police Department, and DOJ, will jointly select an independent compliance evaluator who will serve as an agent of the court and who will assess and report whether the requirements of the agreement have been implemented and whether this implementation is resulting in constitutional and effective policing. The compliance evaluator will work with both the City of Springfield and the DOJ to identify and address any barriers to compliance and provide technical assistance to the Springfield Police Department to overcome those barriers. The compliance evaluator will not, nor is it intended, to replace or to assume the role and duties of any Springfield Police Department employee, including the Board of Police Commissioners or the Police Superintendent, or any other city official. Mayor Sarno and Chief Administrative and Financial Officer T.J. Plant will announce additional multifaceted tax relief plans for residents as part of the fiscal year 23 budget recommendation. This was today, 2:30 p.m. in City Hall. Could be some very good news for homeowners and residents of the city. Well, as Main Street is closing to traffic at 10 a.m. on Friday, May 13, tomorrow, Sheriff Nick Cochi, who served as the 2017 Honorary Chair, will show the 2022 Honorary Chair, Chris Kelly, MGM Springfield President and Chief Operating Officer, the proper technique to cook bacon, all 1,000 pounds donated by Smithfield Packaged Meats for the world's largest pancake breakfast on Saturday. Now, 1:30 p.m., Mercy Medical Center's culinary staff will be up to their elbows in pancake batter. Chris Kelly will be there to assist. As many as 5 members of Mercy Medical Center's culinary staff will be hand-whisking 500 gallons of pancake batter that is donated by Performance Food Group. And they have discovered that mixing the batter by hand is more efficient than using the electric mixer, and it makes for a fluffier pancake. Now, with 100 5-gallon buckets filled with batter, Gleason Jandro Landscaping will load them onto a refrigerator truck from Quality Beverage. It will serve as one of 3 refrigerators at the pancake breakfast, one truck from H.P. Hood and another from Springfield Homegrown Sodexo. Let me get that pronunciation correct. Sodexo will be used to keep the batter, the milk, the juice, and creamer properly chilled. Now, after the bacon has been cooked, it will be delivered to MGM Springfield, where it will be warmed for the annual pancake party Saturday, May 14, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Main Street, from State Street to Bridge Street. If you'd like more information about the world's largest pancake breakfast, which is celebrating Springfield's 386th birthday, you can contact the Spirit of Springfield at 413-733-3800. You can easily find them online as well. Now, Valley folks on the move. River Valley Counseling Center welcomes Susan Quigley, PSYDLPLMHC, as the new Director of Outpatient Services in East Hampton. Dr. Quigley is a licensed psychologist in Massachusetts and received her doctorate in clinical psych from Antioch, New England Graduate School. Holyoke, Chicopee, East Hampton, Springfield, and Westfield are where River Valley Counseling Center outpatient mental health services can be accessed. Well, we talked about pancakes. Now, if you haven't taken in enough carbs, let's talk about spaghetti. Do you feel like a spaghetti fee to honor and support the DA? Well, the committee to elect Anthony Galluni, district attorney, invites you to attend a pasta dinner fundraiser hosted by Anthony D. Galluni and family. And this will be Thursday, May 19, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Ludlow Elks Lodge, 69 Chapin Street. Tickets available at the door for $25 per person or $50 per family. Are you ready for a parade in East Longmeadow? No, I don't mean the 4th of July parade. That's July, obviously. I mean Memorial Day services, observed in East Longmeadow on Monday, May 30. And there will be a short parade, placing a wreath, raising a new American flag, and military honors at the East Longmeadow High School. If inclement weather, a modified ceremony will be conducted inside the high school auditorium. Parade participants will assemble at 10:30 a.m. in the high school parking lot. Marchers will step off at 10:50 a.m. and proceed to the high school flagpole area, where the new flag will be raised. Local and state dignitaries will place a wreath near the flagpole, and military honors will be conducted. Invited guest speakers include State Rep Angelo Pupolo and Brian Ash, and Reverend Mia Cano at St. Mark's Episcopal Church. Alrighty? Okay, that's it for a look around the region today. Tomorrow I'll have to prepare you for a superstition as Friday the 13th is upon us. We'll have our program for you tomorrow, and that'll be available throughout the day and the night, of course, on demand, as this program is and all our shows here at Brad Shepherd Today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.